Welcome to the 0 to 60 podcast. I'm your host and local gearhead, Mark Arson. In episode 51 of the series, we're featuring a few segments from my recent interview with NASCAR driver Timmy Hill about his return to the Charlotte Roval. Now, you can watch the complete video interview on our Leith Cars YouTube channel.
LeithCars.com 0 to 60 with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
Now, you know, Timmy, I mentioned at the top, the reason we're here today is that coming up Saturday, October 10th, and you'll be able to watch the Roval from Charlotte live on NBC TV, which that's, you know, pretty cool in its own right. 3:30 p.m. Is when the green flag drops. But talking about the Roval, and that is the road course plus an oval, so they take about, I don't know, half of the Charlotte regular oval, and they break it up, and you drive on this crazy road course in the infield, but they also have some little chicanes and stuff around, you know, parts of the regular oval in those turns. But this will be your third time driving for LeithCars.com at the Roval. We were with you at the inaugural event back in 2018, so you've got a couple under your belt in this race car in the Xfinity Series, a couple with the Cup Series. Based on those previous experiences, what would you say is the greatest challenge to overcome at such a tough race?
You know, the Roval at Charlotte is a challenging course because, you know, that racetrack's built as a high-banked 1.5 mile racetrack. So the challenging thing heading into that racetrack is how do you set the car up to, one, take the banking at high speeds and then slow your car down in the infield during the slower portions on the flat racetrack. So it's already a challenging point to go into this racetrack. Once you get there, Charlotte has prepared, you know, high curbs that these big heavy cars have to try to navigate. And I kind of mentioned it, but these cars are very heavy. So versus a sports car that most or a typical style road course car that you would see on a road course, these things are much heavier, hard to get slowed down. So when you come off the banking, going, you know, over 150 mile an hour, it's tough to get these things slowed down just because they're so heavy. It's just an incredible amount of brake pressure. So to navigate all that, to navigate these very aggressive drivers out there, avoid the crashes, it proves to be a very tough race.
And that infield too, well, you can tell me better than just me as an observer. It's not flat. There are some hills. So you actually, you know, it's almost like a little roller coaster on that road course part in the infield, right?
Yeah, sure it is. I mean, there's we climb hills, we fall down hills. You know, it's funny, Charlotte, you know, is built on and right next to a landfill. So the ground there is not quite level, and the racetrack does change over time because of that. So it definitely, you see elevation changes there, and it does add an extra element of a challenge.
All right, so, you know, the Roval is always super exciting. Charlotte does a great job. It'll be a little bit different, you know, this year with a limited number of fans and no one in the infield or pit row except you guys, and we all know why that is. NASCAR.com surveyed Cup drivers, but also just looking at the statistics. You are ranked as the best driver at taking care of your race car. So what does that mean for Timmy Hill during a race? How do you do that?
So it's nice to get recognized for stuff like that because I think what happens is a lot of the drivers, they typically don't care about the race vehicles. You know, for me, I've driven for a lot of teams that that are doing all they can, really. You know, these cars are very expensive. So to wreck one, it's a big hit in the pocketbooks for a lot of these team owners. So I've always taken that to heart. So when I'm out there in the racetrack, I'm really constantly watching what I'm doing. But on top of that, I'm really, you know, visualizing what's going on around me. So if I see some other guys are doing something, you know, that I think it's, you know, probably not the smartest move out there, I really try to avoid that. So I'm very good at when accidents start to happen, realizing what direction they're going to go, watching their wheels, whether they're going to, you know, lock their brakes up. Some drivers, they freeze up and they don't. And in that case, it's probably the worst situation that you could happen because when a car is just free rolling, wrecking, they're hard to miss. So I try to keep an eye out for all that. And that's really reflected in my years. I've really rarely ever tear a car up. And if it is, it's kind of a fluke deal. So it's really kept me in the sport for a lot of these teams. You know, they're grateful to have me in their cars just because I don't tear them up. But on top of that, it gets us to the finish, and ultimately that gives you a better finish for the each race at the end of the year.
Well, Timmy, thank you again for, you know, being our driver third year in a row at the Charlotte Roval and this beautiful LeafCars.com Supra.
Thank you so much, Mark. Glad to do this with you, and can't wait for yet again another great race here coming up.
I'm Mark Arson. Thank you for listening to the 0 to 60 podcast. It's a monthly series bringing you the latest news around the Leith Automotive Group and the world of cars and motorsports in the Carolinas and Virginia. You can find 0 to 60 on multiple platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Google Podcasts, just to name a few.
0 to 60 is a production of LeithCars.com. Like us on Facebook, @LeithCars.
The copyright in this podcast and its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.